Welcome to Invasion of Privacy. I'm Kate Wolf.
And I'm your main man, CG.
And today we have Chris Kelly joining us. Hi, Chris.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good.
We're pretty
I
good.
I appreciate the pre-show explanation of your name, CG. It's fantastic.
No problem. No problem.
Very regal. I love it.
I don't know if the listeners know that it's Charles Gustav. That's
well,
what CG comes from.
Yes. Yeah.
So, you know.
And I met him in seventh grade and just knew him as CG because it was a nickname that just started young. So now I'm sure if we had initially met as adults, you might have said Charles, but I just know him as CG, Siege, you know, the
right.
names. So, but I feel like
they call me Chuck at work.
Okay, Chuck the truck, I'll drive you insane. I like that.
And this one guy was like, yo, man, I tried to, you know, go out on a limb for you. I gave you a cool nickname because he started calling me Chuck. I was like, Chuck's not a cool nickname. Like, and now I'm Chuck to everyone at work. So whatever, man. Things happen.
Yeah, it all flows, you know. So did somebody in your family start calling you CG?
My dad's name was Charles as well. I'm the fourth.
Oh, okay.
That's
okay, nice.
So,
That's
so I had to be CG.
Okay, nice.
And it stuck.
I like it. You know, it's
but you're
like
also CG. You're our first CG that has come onto the show.
Well, that's me. Special.
It's very special.
What time does the confetti start? Now,
so,
yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I mean, you can take over if you want. I feel like you should have your own podcast, honestly, and maybe you will. But I just wanted to say, Chris, I'm going to call you a Bigfoot expert or enthusiast. Should I say Bigfoot enthusiast?
Yeah. It's funny. One of the main people that I follow in that world is named David Politis, right? So I was watching his, for the fourth time, his series on Bigfoot 101, one of 20 classes. And he said, looked in the camera, he said, people think I'm an expert. I'm not an expert on this topic. And I think he is. So if he's not an expert, oh God, then I'm a layman.
Okay.
You know, super lame. But I do. I was telling people for the last several years that I'm an expert, self-proclaimed. I think I know a lot of stuff about this topic. I really do. I've been studying it for a long time.
So tell me some of the interesting stuff you know about Bigfoot. And have you ever had an experience yourself? And if you, I think you have. So just if you'd get into
Oh, most definitely I have.
Yeah.
I've never had a visual. So first of all, a lot of people wonder, like, how does a guy like me get involved in this whole thing? So back in the 70s, there was a show called In Search Of with Leonard Nimoy. And on that show, they would cover things like the Great Pyramids. They would cover things like Bigfoot, you know, aliens. So everyone my age, so I'm 7 or 8 years old, we're seeing this monster in the woods. And we're like, what the hell, man? So everyone got interested in it. And then as time went on, you know, you kind of lose sight of it. You start smoking a little ganja in high school. You get lost with the girls. Bigfoot's not really on the radar anymore. Then you have kids and you want an escape. So I have four kids and all of a sudden Finding Bigfoot comes on the air and you're like, oh my God, it's back. So I start getting into it again and I'm just blown away. The show was, I mean, listen, I appreciated the show, but the quality of the show wasn't great from a research standpoint because they go in the woods with 20 people and cameras. Bigfoot's not hanging around for that stuff. You know what I mean?
Right. So
but it got everyone interested.
What's the true story of Bigfoot, Sasquatch? Like, what is the true history? Do you feel like
okay.
these beings have been around for hundreds of years?
Oh, most definitely. Now, how much time do I have? Because I could go like 3 hours on this topic, and I'm not kidding.
We got roughly an hour, but if you go ham, like we can extend it.
Okay, so let me give you the rundown of the highlights of Bigfoot as I know the topic, right?
Okay.
Okay, so first of all, there's cave paintings in Northern California that are over 1,000 years old of Bigfoot that depict Bigfoot and families of Bigfoots, right? Every continent, the only continent that Bigfoot hasn't been sighted on is Antarctica. Mm-hmm. Every other continent has a name for Bigfoot. For instance, China, they call it the Yeren. In Russia, they call it the Almasti. In Australia, they call it the Yowie. In North America, they call it Bigfoot. The term Bigfoot came from 1958. This guy, Jerry Crew, that owned a construction company in Northern California, he came out one day and there was footprints by the machinery. And there had been some vandalism. I think I just had a stroke. I apologize. And he called the newspaper and they came out and interviewed him. And the reporter coined the term Bigfoot because he had a giant cast.
He said, yo, this is a big fucking foot.
This is a Bigfoot. What the hell is happening here?
Gotcha.
Now, before that, and this goes back to 1832, I might be, listen, I'm like partially, I think, head injured. And I can't remember anything. I did a ton of stuff in back in the day. So I might be off in like the minute details, but call me gist. Like, you'll get the gist of it. So the gist of it is, in like 1832 was the first printed report of a wild man. They didn't call it Bigfoot. They called them wild men, where people would have these encounters. This happened all over the United States, okay? They would report it, and they would terrify the people. But it's unbelievable when you go back and research, and a lot of these people like David Politis have. He's the one where I learned about these newspaper articles. So anyway, Bigfoot was coined. And then you remember the famous footage of 1967, the Patterson-Gimlin film, where the Bigfoot's walking. It's black and white. You're both looking at me like, I don't know what the hell this guy's talking about.
No, I kind of do. They flash it in different movies and
yes.
stuff.
There's memes of it. It's very popular.
It's the main Bigfoot image.
It's the main evidence, right?
Yes.
You know, and it's never been debunked. And now it's been, with the technology they have, and I don't know what you would call it, immediate, they can analyze this stuff incredibly well now. So the guy that did Planet of the Apes, the costumes for that, right? He's into Bigfoot now. He was interviewed and he said, listen, at that point in time, we did not have the technology to build a suit that good. Like, the suits that you see on Planet of Apes were not as high quality of that. In addition to that, after they were able to analyze it further, that thing had pendulum swinging breasts. So you're going to tell me not only did they hoax the world, they're like, hey, you know what? But let's slap a pair of cans on the suit too.
Let's just put titties on here. Right.
Who's going to do that? That's craziness.
Like, I might if it was my.
CG, you're a whole other topic, though, you know? That's a whole other podcast.
You know, my goal at the end of this is somehow we get to come out with you and search one day for a Bigfoot
Absolutely.
Experience. Mm,
absolutely.
Would you
Hells yeah.
Absolutely. So, listen, and I'm terrified to get killed by one of them. So, I go out during the day. I don't go out at night
yes.
much. I'm scared, yeah. frankly.
And you should be, because we just had someone on last week who had a Bigfoot experience that traumatized him. I believe it screamed. I believe the being like screamed in his face demonically. So
yes.
I'm not trying to get abducted or killed by one. But I myself am intrigued by the paranormal and what things are actually here that for some reason are in... acknowledged fully.
I know. It's amazing how like you have a mass denial of things that are happening.
Yes.
You know,
yes,
like look at UFOs. I mean, look what's going on in that world
exactly.
right now. It's insane. They're testifying before Congress, and there's still people like, nah, it's not happening, it's impossible. Like, what are you talking about, man? All right, so anyway, Bigfoot, let me give you the rundown of some of this stuff. So I used to tell people a bigger number. I like to fake quote stats, but I know for sure this number is true. There's at least 3,000 documented sightings of Bigfoot, right, in the United States in the last 100 years. Okay, so now if you ever took statistics in school, it's a virtual impossibility that every person's lying. These people are seeing something. I listened to a show called Sas. There's many podcasts, but my favorite is Sasquatch Chronicles, right? So the guy that does that podcast, he had his own experience, terrifying. He's out. I think he's from Washington State, and he has interviews. So he interviews generally, I'd say no less than one, but one to three people, usually two people per show. He's on his 1,000, I think it's 1,021 shows, right? That's thousands of people. Now I want to give you the gamut. These are not all lunatics. Some of the ones you see, like we have some nutty people in this population. There's no doubt about that.
Right, right.
Like everywhere, right? But there's many people that are professionals. Most people don't ever report it. Okay. They never report the sighting. And I've learned over time, and I interview everybody. If I go camping all the time. When I go camping, I go into town. I'm always asking people the cash register girl. I'm like, you know any Bigfoot stories? What's up? So I'm always asking. And I get so many stories. It's unbelievable. I guess they feel comfortable with me because I'm a nutcase the way I present. And they're open to it. You know what I mean? They laugh at first and then they get comfortable. In those stories, you're going to notice and I suggest go check out that podcast, listen to two or three. And the first thing that you're going to realize is that I don't know if it's true, but that person's not lying.
Right.
That I know they're being authentic. They saw something. And you're the comment that here's the notes of like that are in my mind. And I gotta start drawing this stuff out.
Right. Like you can tell if somebody, even if they're mistaken, they're telling the truth. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like they're not trying to deceive you. What they're telling you, they believe is right. Whether it
Correct.
is or not, that's another question. But you're saying
Exactly.
these people are legit. They're not lying to you.
They're legit. They're legit. So I have my brother and his son for 15 years, and my whole family laughs at me. They're all making fun of me. I don't give a shit, you know. So one day my brother calls me probably 3 years ago, and he goes, "Listen to me. I'm watching this show." He goes, "I'm not saying they're real yet." He said, "But these people I'm watching, there's no way they're lying, man. They had an experience." And then since then, he dove in. He's a really smart guy. Dove into it. He's like, "Bro, these things are real. There's no doubt in my mind. They're real." Okay, so now in terms of stories, here's the common things, right? First of all, hunters, I've been in the woods for 50 years. I never saw anything strange. All of a sudden, I see this thing that doesn't belong, and my whole life is turned upside down. I'm not happy I saw it. People like congratulating me. He goes, "I don't go hunting now. I don't want to go in the woods. Things running around the woods. I'm not going in the woods." He goes,
Like that, they're that horrifying.
"Dude, the males of the species, listen to this. They can be up to 12 feet tall, 1,000 pounds. They look like they're on Sustin on 250 steroids, jacked as shit." But they describe, this is not just one person. I've heard many people say that their shoulders look like basketballs, that even though they have hair all over the body, you can see the definition of their muscles underneath the hair. How is that even possible? It's insane. People wet their pants. They wet their pants. The guy said, the people are crying when they're telling the stories. These are grown men. And here's the crate there. Now you're ready for common denominators. You're going to notice when you interview these people, they don't tell anyone. Oftentimes, if there's two people, they don't talk about it as they're driving back to their house. Nobody speaks about it. And one of them will try to bring it up, and the other one says, don't even bring this up. They don't want to talk about it. Some people don't tell anyone, and then 40 years later, many of the people on this show, they say, "The only reason I'm sharing is because somebody told me I heard about this show, and I said, let me give it a shot. I've never told my wife. I never told anybody." And now they come on the show and they let it loose. And they're really, really relieved. They're like, "Thank you so much, Wes, for having this place that we can go and feel safe." And I'm sure that's similar in other experiences that people have with paranormal, right? That people think you're crazy, so they don't say anything.
Oh,
It's
yeah.
wild, man. It's
Well, there are a
wild.
lot of people who have different abilities. A lot of times, I know people who can see dead people but don't want to tell anyone because they
Right.
don't know if they'll be believed, you know.
Exactly.
So, I mean, that makes sense that Sasquatch can be that big, the males. And I can see why it would be a traumatizing experience because if you, as a human, think you're on top of the food chain, right? And you're out there, whether it's hunting or you're just like, I'm gonna find this thing. And then you're met with it, and suddenly you can feel how quickly you'd be crushed.
Look, if I
Emotionally,
see a
that's gonna fuck
bear,
you up.
if I see a bear, I'm
Oh.
never going hunting again. If I see like a
Right.
dog that's not on a leash, I'm never going hunting again. I scare pretty easy. So like if I saw something like that, top of the food chain thing, it's over. I don't know.
Do you feel like they have consciousness? I mean, I feel like they do. I do you think that they're enlightened in a sense like we are? What's your sense of these creatures? Because I feel like they might be terrifying people out of protection. It doesn't mean that they are an unfriendly species. When I tune in to them, not in person, that's what I get the sense of, is they're very protective of their territory, which is why you have to be very careful if you're going to go on an expedition. But I do feel like they're actually quite smart, that species. That's the sense I get.
Yeah, so it's a great question. There's so much to it. So there's so many characteristics of them. They are intelligent. They're high, my belief, and there's different beliefs within the world of this of the Bigfoot world. But Melba Ketchum is a Texas A&M geneticist. She worked on 9/11 widows. I'm sorry, people that died in 9/11 for DNA. So she's a specialist in DNA. She did. There was a study with David Politis and some other people in 2013. They did a DNA study. Many of their peers, basically, if you go for Bigfoot, you're crushed. You're done. You ruin your career. You sign your death warrant in terms of credibility. But she did it anyway because she did the science and she's like, this is real. Her conclusion, and they had over 100 samples, and this conclusion happened for every sample. Okay, so here's the conclusion: the mitochondrial DNA, which is the female part of the DNA, was human female. the nuclear, which is male and female, there was nothing in GenBank that showed anything. So in other words, there's nothing to compare it against, right? So now, and but they'll say, well, it got human. You picked up human in those samples because it was contamination. So David Politis says, well, if that's true, then it would have been found in GenBank, but it wasn't. So that's not a credible answer. So character, I just want to jump back with characteristics, right? So these people say they move, they say there's nothing alive that can move the way this thing moved. They're so fast and they don't bounce like a human. It's as if these are the words, hundreds of people I've heard. They say they're gliding or they're floating. They say it's just virtually impossible how they move. When they go up a mountainside, they could go like a really steep rock ledge. They don't use their feet, they use their arms. They just climb up within a breeze. They could be carrying another big, like one Bigfoot got shot. It's carrying it, like just flies right up the mountainside. Their arms hang down past their knees. That's one of the characteristics. Their mouths are really wide. There's people I've heard them say, this mouth was so big you could fit a cantaloupe in it. Like that's how gigantic. And there's a huge space in between from the nose to the top lip, much bigger than humans. The socket, their head's gigantic, right? So the eyes are much wider. Their eyes glow. And I've heard multiple hunters, they say, listen, this isn't like a raccoon in the headlights where it's reflecting. It glows. The eyes are glowing red. And they have different colors, blue eyes, green eyes, yellow eyes, red eyes. Their hair colors, the human spectrum, including white. So in terms of those characteristics, when you see one, there's always another somewhere around watching. I'll tell you a quick terrifying story. So the guy's in a tree stand and he's hunting, and there's a he's got his rifle, and looking down in the field, there's a mother Bigfoot sitting down playing with her child Bigfoot, right? Juvenile. So he's got it, and he's goes he's got in it, you know, in the sights, and he goes to himself, he's like, I can't. This is what hunters say. They're like, it looks too human, I can't pull the trigger on this. But all of a sudden, he hears heavy breathing, and he's like 14. I think he was 12 feet over or something like that. He was high up. He said he hears breathing. He turns around, and the Bigfoot male is staring at him, like a couple feet away, just looking at his face. All right. They will. Another one, real quick. The guy is up in the tree stand. It's like 5 o'clock in the morning, so he's just starting to be able to see. So he hears bipedal walking, like somebody's walking up. So he's figuring it's a person. And all of a sudden, that something grabs his foot and tugs on it. Not hard, just tugs on it, almost to like notify him, right? And then stops, walks past a tree, turns around, looks up at him, and smiles. Yeah, and smiles. The guy said, I sat there for an hour in a panic and I just waited. And finally, after an hour, I was calm enough that I could climb down. And you just hear these stories over and over. Hunters are the best because they're in the woods all the time. So they see these things happening, you know? And
And
that was told me.
maybe they're almost protectors of the forest in that sense, right? Because you have hunters
Absolutely.
entering their space, and then it sounds like they'll fuck with them a little bit, and I'm not gonna hate on that at all, you know?
The American Indians have 100 different names for Bigfoot. You know, you don't have 100 names for something that's not real.
Right.
You don't they say that like on totem poles they have Bigfoot, and the face will be of it whistling. This right, big eyes and whistling, and the American Indians said, like, we don't put things that are mythical. Those are wolves. Like, it's stuff that we know are here, you know. So screaming. So they communicate in a bunch of different ways. One is tree knocks, where they smash a tree. Now, when I say tree knock, like, it's not like a woodpecker. It's as if, and I heard this. This is my own experience in West Milford, New Jersey, on Clinton Road, the most haunted road in America, they say. So I've been up there hundreds of times. When I went through my divorce, my kids are with me, and we would just go for rides and get coffee, and I would take them to Clinton Road, and I must have been there 150 times. So anyway, this is when I was still married. I pull over, and again, my family all thinks I'm a kook, so I pull over, I'm like, be quiet. So I roll down the windows, turn off the car, and I do my calls. I do really good Bigfoot calls, right? They're just, if you look it up,
Can
you hear
you do one?
one?
Can
Can you
you
do
do
one
one
indoors,
indoors,
or I guess so. I mean, it's kind of loud. You
get
ready?
you evicted?
Hey, well, thank God I own. Hey, guys, I'm gonna be screaming. Hold off. Whoa! Whoa!
like, could you hear it? It went out for a
Zoom
second because
couldn't handle the
you're like
frequency,
frequency
so
or
it would go
something.
in and out because your frequency hit a
Oh, really?
range that Zoom
Zoom couldn't
couldn't.
handle Bigfoot range.
Get out of here.
It's like
Well, maybe I'm part
photographs
Bigfoot.
can't. All right, wait, now I got a question here. To me, kind of the most important question. So I guess it's like an animal, it's like a human, but there's pictures of every animal, a shitload of them. You know what I mean? You
Right.
can, if you want to find it, you can find it.
We don't know that,
So
but
what? No, we don't know that, I guess. You're right. You're right. But so why can't we find it? If they're everywhere, why aren't there all these pictures? Are they able to cloak themselves? Are they able to, what's the deal with that? Is there an explanation on that kind of thing?
it's a great question. It's one we all have. So I go with the people that are in the know. So the guy that does that show, he had his own Bigfoot experience, and he says, it's amazing, man. He goes, he says the same thing, and he says it each time he interviews somebody. He goes, it's just amazing. He goes, I don't understand how we're not able to get one of these things. I just don't get it. And furthermore, like he goes, because many people will say at driving at night that they either hit the Bigfoot or they almost hit it. So Wes is like, it's really curious that are they playing a game? They see headlights coming from a mile away. So why are they getting so close to the car? Like, what's going on there? Like, they do strange things that you just can't understand. So when it comes to cloaking, all right. So in one of the Bigfoot shows I saw, you obviously you saw Predator the movie, right? Where the Predator blurs out. Well, that's reported a lot. So I'll give you two quick ones. So a police officer, when he was on duty, he was parked at a high school. I don't remember the state, it doesn't matter. But he's parked at the high school and he sees a Bigfoot walking, like going towards the building itself. He said, and all of a sudden it started breaking up, like pixelating. And then all of a sudden there was nothing, but I could see almost a Predator figure, like the outline of something, but it looked like the movie Predator. I've heard multiple people say that. It's incredible, man. You're having these consistent descriptions of things going on, and these people don't know each other. They're from different time periods. How is that happening? Something's going on for sure,
So I guess that leads to my next question, which would be, like they're not animals, they're not humans, they can kind of do things that nobody can do. Like, are they
Right.
aliens? Like what are they? Compared to us, compared to what are they? Are they another animal?
That's the question we all ask. I mean, I don't think anyone has the real answer to it. All we can do is give you the all I can do is describe the characteristics I hear other people experience, and then you come up with your own thing. I believe that they are a hybrid, but the male side, I don't know where that comes from. Does it come from aliens? I mean, we have no record of it on GenBank. How is that possible? I don't know. In terms of like, are they animal? I think they're more human. I think they're intelligent. I think they choose to continue to like, they're way smarter than us in surviving in the world. Like, we're going to be long gone unless we blow the whole world up, right? Humans are destroying the earth. They're like ninjas of the forest, man. They're incredible in how they move and how they survive, how they eat. It's just amazing to me. And people say, well, how many are there? They estimate, and it's a guess, right? Between 5 and 10,000 in North America alone, right? They do have family units. I've personally met people that have seen juvenile Sasquatch. They look like chimpanzees. I shook hands with a guy on a Bigfoot expedition with the BFRO. I went out there, paid $600 to go out with these characters. And I go camping all the time. I'm like, what am I paying for? And they were goofing off when we're out at night. I won't tell you that part of the story, but nothing really happened. It was a great experience just to go out there. And actually, what I learned was I know as much as they do, right? And I could probably run an event much better than they could. That was my
Well, we
experience.
talked about, I think the ultimate dream for you is to have your own tour
Oh,
bus, right?
yeah.
And
Oh,
I
my.
still believe in that for you.
Yeah.
You didn't really get to finish about the knocking,
Oh, I'm
like
sorry.
communication.
I'm
No,
sorry, guys.
yeah, I'm
I'm
bouncing all over. It's all good.
All over the place. So let me get concrete about that. So wood knocks is one of the things they do. And then what else? They do the calling, like I just did. There's a famous Ohio call that you could look up on YouTube, and that's how it sounds. I'm mimicking that.
Okay.
They also do grunts and growls.
As do
They
I.
whistle. They whistle in the woods all the time. Like American Indians, they've said if they would tell their children for hundreds of years, if you hear whistling in the woods, come home. You know, that's the boss of the woods. You want to get out of there,
It's
you
either
know?
a pedophile
Right.
or
Well,
Bigfoot.
yeah, exactly. I don't think they had that description for pedophiles in 1830, but you know, you get my,
So,
you know what I mean?
anyway.
So what
That's
else
the way
did
they
they do?
used to
So
get them. Oh my God.
I gotta, can I
Woodworth.
tell jokes on here? Is it anything? All
Definitely.
right, so wait, what is
It's
it? What did
it's a comedy podcast, but we do paranormal.
So
All
I
right.
have taken a sudden way more into the paranormal because it's just one of my biggest passions, and I want a TV show of it, which is how we got in touch years ago. You were going to be my pilot episode, and who knows, like I'm hoping we can go out with you on our own, film it, but it's a comedy podcast, but now I'm
So
going more
yeah, you
into
can
the
tell
paranormal.
jokes. We're good.
Oh, good. All
We're
right. So what
good.
did the Jewish pedophile say to the little kid?
What?
Hey, kid, you want to buy some candy? Come on.
That
That's a good joke, man. I'm Irish and I'm 10% Ashkenazi Jew. I'm in the club.
Oh, all right, good. I didn't know. You didn't seem Jewish. And I was like, uh-oh, does he not know
Well,
Tate's full-fledged Jewish? And then
oh,
that is a good
I'm
joke.
not
Coming from
offended
a Jew,
by. You're
and
not offended.
I
I'm
am
sorry,
married
friend.
to a full-on Jew.
We had two rabbis marry us, so
A
he's
two,
kind of Jewish
some
now
like
through that
exactly.
much.
You're
know
pretty
what I
much in
mean?
the club too, man. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Like, I don't make any money, but like besides that, I'm pretty much accepted
That's why I wanted to
the
jump in. I'm
squad.
like, you know, I want to be in that club. Like the money, you know, money, prestige, power. I want a part of that.
I mean, me too. So I might not be a proper Jew at the moment because
I
I'm
feel
not
like
doing it right.
I
We're
feel
all heading
like
in the same direction.
I'm not allowed to laugh as hard as I did at that joke because I don't
I
have, but I'm married to a full out Jewish girl.
a full on, full out. She's
On
out.
Jew. Studied the Kabbalah and everything. But the Kabbalah is to me such like a different metaphysical document, which I guess they all are. But anyway,
What does metaphysical mean?
metaphysical to me means esoteric, spiritual. It just means like beyond what we can physically see,
Like
right? So
beyond
that's,
realm.
yeah. So I think we're kind of talking about that with Bigfoot because it seems like it might even be an interdimensional being because I
That
have
too.
heard that some people have experienced portal-like energy near the areas they experience Bigfoot. So it makes you wonder, well, they could be talking about crazy. They could be entering portals and that's how they're not seen.
Yeah, it's one of the
So
only things that you hear about that people all kind of know about and think about and talk about, but no one can quite capture it, right? Like on video, on whatever, you can't quite capture it. So to me, what else is there like that? There's like the Loch Ness monster. You can't
Right.
quite, everybody talks about it, they can't
I
quite,
believe in the Loch Ness as well.
you know,
Oh, sure, so do I. Sure
so
does,
if
yeah,
it's
please.
able to do that, it's got to be somewhere in the metaphysical.
Yeah.
Like it's not
I
just
agree
a
with you.
huge ass animal, smart animal running around out there. I would
I
think
agree.
be cloaked like that.
And
I
that's
agree.
what I had kind of felt before you described it. And I knew I'd get, some good information from you, but I'm loving that it's lining up with what I felt when I do channel to them, to that realm in a sense, because I feel like just like many things on Earth, they're misunderstood. And yes, they are very intimidating, but for a reason. I mean, look at what how humans treat each other and the planet. Why wouldn't they be? So, I'm not saying I want to necessarily meet one. I would love to meet a friendly one if that exists and have a great and respectful encounter, but I definitely am not looking for an encounter that's gonna traumatize me. I feel like I've already been traumatized by life. I don't really need much more. And I would definitely shit myself
I want
for
something
sure.
like, you know where Harry Potter, he meets Buckbeak and like he has to walk up real slowly and he kind of bows to Buck. I want a situation where I walk up to Bigfoot like very quietly and respectfully and kind of bow, and then I get to ride him.
Right.
That's what happens in Harry Potter. You know, he
And
gets
you mean ride him in the most cleanest of ways.
in the yeah, not sexually. ride on his back as he runs across the mountainside and shit.
Okay, I
You
agree
know
with
what I'm
you.
saying? Like, I want to make friends. Like, I want him to know. He's like, I
Yes.
see you and you can
Yes.
ride me now. Get on my
Okay.
hump.
So when I'm talking to all these people and they're making fun of me constantly, I'm like, listen, what's gonna happen is I'm gonna befriend him or them, and they're gonna sense, because they're so adept, they're
Yes.
gonna sense that I'm good. I'm the good one. So now I'm gonna befriend them, and then I'm gonna bring them back to visit all of you, the naysayers. Okay. And when Thousand Pounder sees you, then you can explain why you don't think he's real as he beats you and rips your limbs off. Okay.
Like it.
Yes. That's what's
I like
happening.
where this is going.
So do I. It's crazy enough, it might just work. It's good stuff.
Definitely wouldn't want to hurt me because I'm a believer and a protector.
Exactly. And they sense that. So do you know the show Survivor Man with Les Stroud?
No.
You don't know that show. Wow. Okay. Anyway, it's very
I
popular.
feel judgment, Chris.
I'm sorry. I gotta work on that. I'm new to this stuff, and I really
Just jumped
need to
out for a
refresh.
second to judgment.
You
He was
don't.
like, what the fuck?
You're a shit person. Good
What podcast am I
to
on?
Wow, get with the program. Good Lord, Kate. No, I
I mean, I
apologize.
think I get the gist though. It's like Bear Grylls. It's like,
Yeah, one of those guys. He's really
okay.
famous, really famous. So he had a show on for a long time. So he had Bigfoot experiences, but couldn't talk about it because the producers wouldn't let him, right? So he did shows afterwards, and he goes, listen, this is what happened to me. First of all, he had a violent shaking of a tree, and a chimpanzee sounds, ape sounds in Alaska. He goes, there's nothing in Alaska like that. So that was his first experience. But then he said, one day I'm walking and I have a voice in my head that it's not me. And the voice says, if you want to meet us, you can come over here over the hill. And he goes, holy shit. Like, he flipped out. He flipped out so bad. First of all, he sat there and he could picture it or something. Like, he could see what was going on with them. But he was so scared. He said back to them in his brain, he goes, I'm not ready for this. And they said, okay. And they walked away, right? So when that happened, he went to a psychiatrist to be evaluated, because he's like, am I insane that this happened? Am I schizophrenic? And the guy's like, well, if he was schizophrenic, he wouldn't be here right now saying this. So you're definitely not schizophrenic, but he couldn't like say if you were nuts or not. But this didn't just happen once. It happened another, I think it happened two more times. So some people get connected to them. Well, they'll have these experiences over and again. They call that mind speak, right? I don't know if that's the term. That's what I've heard. It's incredible, man. It really is. The whole topic is just absolutely mind blowing.
Yeah, I guess somebody who's like at one with the woods or the mountains or that, out there in nature and they're kind of, their soul's kind of at one, maybe that's who connects with them.
Yeah. I do want to, I want to see it from a distance, because the terror in people's hearts when they actually witness these things. Oh, and by the way, so I described to you a Thousand Pounder, right? That could easily kill all humans, I guess. Why don't they?
Right.
Why don't they? And they are angry. So it's real quick, there's a woman, if you ever get a chance, it's called I Shouldn't Be Alive, is the name of the pod. But the show on that, Sasquatch Chronicles. It's a woman from Britain. She was in California in Big Sur in the 80s. This is like 35 years ago. As she's telling the story, you can hear her. Sounds like she's going to cry. This is 35 years later. So she's taking pictures of the ocean, and she looks down. It looks like there's like large cats, like panthers, by the water. It's a family of Bigfoots. I'll give you the short and skinny. She drops her lens cap of the camera. It goes down the rock face. They all hear it and they turn instantly. The male who was in the water getting seaweed and throwing it to the females on the beach looks, turns into a rage, and starts charging towards her. One of the females starts screaming at him. And now they're fighting, communicating back and forth, gibberish. To her, it's gibberish. But she said it's obvious that they're a couple and they're fighting. And she's screaming at him, basically saying, don't do this, don't do this. And he goes over to get, and by the way, the thing has an erection. He's pissing all over the place. All right. It's crazy shit. Like, she said, I thought he was
How
coming.
big was the erection?
Now,
I
that
mean,
was some,
that's my
Stevie,
first
that
and
was some
last question.
follow-up question.
I'm
Some
sure
follow-up question.
huge. Of course it's
I'm
huge.
in
It's Bigfoot.
broadcasting. I need to ask these kind of things. You know what I
I
mean?
don't know. I don't know the answer to
But
that
she didn't,
question.
so you didn't ask this woman. Oh, this
No.
woman was, you
I
weren't
wasn't
interviewing her
interviewing her.
personally. Because if you were, you'd have this information.
Well,
I
certainly, if
definitely
you were interviewing her, you
would.
would. Wow, we know where this show is going to go if we ever get her on.
I know.
Yeah, we got to get our hands on
this. It's obvious they would have big dicks. Like, that's not even.
Yeah, but like, why don't we talk about that more? Like, you know what I mean? Like,
you're right.
That seems like hush hush too.
It is. I think that's the norms of society weighing in again, you know, weighing on the situation. But there's people that say, I did see his genitals, so I knew it was a man, you know, and nobody follows up with how big was it, except you.
Who is out there doing these interviews? What is going
right,
on?
Come on. That's not a great interviewer. Pierce Brosnan or who's got an interview?
Jeez.
So I think Chris's point with that story was just to talk about how complex the dynamics are between the species when they interact. This is a very intelligent, and they're protective, they're angry. You know, we're in their space in a sense too, and they've been around for a long time. So for me, fascination.
He had an erection around the children, so that's acceptable.
Okay.
Are we going back to the Jewish pedophile joke?
No. I thought it was that. So he was with the whole family, right?
I think animals are known. Wild animals, like predators, are known to get sexually aroused when they're going to fight.
Oh.
Yeah. Again, you guys don't know.
I totally didn't know that, dude. No. But now if I see
you'll be on the lookout
rager,
at the bullfight.
Instead of taking a picture, I'm going to run the other direction. You know what I mean? Because that totally changed what I would do in that situation, that you gave me that information. So right. Thank you.
That puts a whole new paint job on things for you. You know, it's just unbelievable. So there's lots of ways to communicate. And do you want to talk about the my personal experiences with these things?
Of course.
No, definitely. That we need to know.
We need to know. So the one was the so I get out of the car. I really am jumping all around. It's almost like I'm a head injured, traumatic brain injury person.
It doesn't seem like that. You have a lot of good facts.
And we keep throwing you off topic every 5 seconds.
He asked how big the dick was. So
yeah, that'll definitely put you off when you think you're being interviewed. I thought this was on CNN or something. I wasn't expecting that to happen. So anyway, so I get out of the car and I do my calls. And immediately after that, you hear tree knocks. But when I say tree knock, it sounds like a giant tree is being smashed on another tree rapidly. Boom, boom, boom. It lit up the whole forest. I turn. I look at how old was she? Let's say she was 16, my oldest. I look at her. Her eyes go wide. She goes, what the hell was that? It's incredible. So now I'm going to fast forward to. There was a sighting in 1976 by a park ranger at High Point. You know where High Point is in Jersey? Where are you guys located?
We're in Philly.
But oh, you're in Philly.
Deep. We're like by the suburbs. Yeah. I don't think we're too far from where you are in Jersey. I don't think.
Yeah. Well, I'm north. So, I mean, you're down by South Jersey, right? I mean, but you're by the Pine Barrens, which there's a lot of Jersey Devil and Bigfoot is down that way.
Oh. I mean, I definitely want to explore, but at the moment I get a sense of danger, I'm not.
You want to be with me because I am absolutely not getting killed by a cryptid.
But if you're the one not getting killed, then who, you know, it leaves us to be killed. Like I would go with someone who's less of a survivor. You know what I mean? Like
no, he's
like,
saying he won't lead us.
In other words,
danger.
Bait.
Oh, he won't. Got it.
He's not saying.
No, I won't
bait.
Let that happen. No, I will not let us be in danger. No,
you won't let us be killed. That's
not. No, no, no one's getting killed with me. No.
Got you. I thought you just assured us that you wouldn't get killed.
And no. Really, I know those are very
much
selfish.
Peace in my heart.
Those are selfish people that would do that. Very self-centered.
I feel safe with you, Chris. This is good.
No, you should.
I can't wait to our expedition.
I will get us out of trouble, I'm telling you.
That's good.
Yeah. I want to go to the haunted road
I'm a big man, but I'm not very brave. This is
I'm not either. I'm not either. I worked for First Union. And I used to say I put the FU in First Union, you know?
I like that.
So I'm in the bank one day, and a little girl comes in, like 14 years old, and she robs the bank. And let me tell you something. You know how you want to pretend in your mind that you'd save people like burning building children? When that happened, I had a baby at home. I was like, I don't care if I said this to myself and I really was ashamed. And I'm being honest. It's not, I'm not proud of this because I want to be a Marine. I want to be tough. And I said, I don't care if everyone in here dies. I'm going to go through that cinder block wall and I'm going home. I wasn't going to help anybody. Isn't that sad?
I don't think that's sad at all. You sound a lot like me. You sound a lot like me. I feel like
Okay, so
we're cut
that's a
from
good
the same
starting point
material.
for
Two
the.
CGs here, just
Right?
trying to survive.
Wow. Wow.
It's just trying to survive. Curious about, well, male endowment, frankly. It's both of us. I want to know too. I just didn't have the nerve. You
Like
did.
a lot of the time I'm thinking, who can I use to shield me from the danger? You know what I mean? When there's a situation. I'm like,
Exactly.
who's expendable here?
Exactly.
Who's the most? And then I have to judge them on the spot, you know, make a spot judgment.
Right.
Who's expendable? Does this guy look like a scumbag? You know, human
Right. Do I have
shield.
any resentments against them anyway? You know what I mean? Things of that nature. I get it, man. I get it. That's good. So where were we?
I want to hear more of your personal experiences.
All right, so then the next one was this. I really need to write it all down because there's so many things that happened. So the next one was, oh, so 5:30 in the morning, Clinton Road again. I go 5:30 in the morning. There's nothing going on, man. There's no people. Clinton Road's like 10 miles long. It's you're in the middle of the forest. So I go with
That's
this girl, Maria.
the one down in the Pine Barrens, Chris, or
No, this is northern New Jersey in West Milford, New Jersey, Passaic County. So it's like northern part of Jersey, right? So we're on this road, and I go with my friend Lisa, and we park, and we're on the property of the watershed. So you're not allowed to hike in there. There's no hunting. There's nothing, right? This is crazy, man. And I heard it clears about. There's no animal sounds except I did hear a bullfrog behind us, but no birds, nothing. It's cold. I do my calls. I have the same thing every time. You know, you want me to do it again? No, I'm just kidding.
I
So
no, actually it was freaking awesome, just the audio couldn't pick it up. It was
that's
pretty cut,
too.
like it was too much on the Bigfoot frequency
On
that
the big frequency, I like
even
that.
technology couldn't really, at least this kind of, I'm sure with the equipment that you would bring into the woods to capture stuff like that would get it, but
Well, that's a great
Zoom,
parlay
no.
into. So, are you guys good with sound? We're doing podcasts. Like, do you understand all that stuff? Hertz. You know what hertz are?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Megahertz. Let me
Like
warm
hertz,
you a
right?
little bit. Megahertz
All right. Sorry, I don't know
are
much.
a million hertz.
Okay, thank
Okay.
you.
You're
That was a
welcome. You're
mega
welcome.
good answer,
I
CG.
mean, thank you. I appreciate that a lot.
That's
That's
good
why you
stuff.
want us around on these expeditions.
Right.
In case the sound goes out, I'll know how many hertz. Bump it back up.
If my legs get ripped off, I'll know how much hertz my screaming sounds made. Okay, things of that nature. All
So
right,
no,
so.
we're not sound experts. I'm
All
very
right, we'll
sensitive to sound on a spiritual level and actual. But anyway, keep going.
So human beings, we fall within a range of hertz, okay? And so does
Gigahertz.
every animal. Every animal has its own signature for hertz, not HURTS, right? HERZ. So Bigfoot has its own. So these calls that they have recordings of, they don't fall within human like ability. It's lower, right?
Right.
And they also have infrasound. You know what that is? Infrasound's when a tiger, they do like tigers and lions that low growl. I don't know, a roar, right? That's used to stun prey. It stuns them. It shakes. And people will describe when this thing screamed at me, the Bigfoot, my inside shook. They vibrated and I was paralyzed. Right. So they believe that Bigfoot has infrasound as well.
No, because that definitely sounds legit to me. I mean, even the human frequencies that people can,
Yeah.
you know, there are voices that can scare you, that can freeze you up. Somebody has a deep, scary ass voice,
Yeah.
freeze you
Like my
up. But
father
yeah.
screaming at me as a child. I'm not joking. I have CPSD from growing up on my family. It was quite a scene. And when he would scream, to this day, if somebody like screams out in public, I lock up. I want to kill them now because I'm an adult and I can. So I get angry.
Oh,
As a child, you have no way to protect yourself, so you just freeze. Now I want to hurt them, you know, and get even for all those traumas. Is that wrong?
no.
Okay.
I'm completely on that same page. But no, so if it's like on this huge animal level now, you know, 1,000 times that, yeah, I could see that. I never heard it put that way. They have infrasound that could like freeze their prey. I didn't
Yeah.
realize that with lions and
Well,
stuff.
that's what it is. And it's funny we talked about Predator, but when you look at the alien movies, I forget what that one of the last ones was called. It had like a biblical name, but essentially it's going into once again like the hierarchy, right? If you're in the woods and even a grizzly bear comes out, you immediately remember, it doesn't matter how much money's in your
Money
bank
you have.
account, the size of your house, whatever your ego has made you
Primal.
feel safe, suddenly you're like, oh fuck, on an animalistic level, you're meeting face to face God, goddess, just your, so
It's done.
and yeah, they're already seeing that humans have way more abilities than most people think we do. And I feel like these beings are so tapped into those abilities, whether it's
Exactly.
sound frequencies, portal transportation. I don't know. Who knows what they can do in terms of
I
that.
hope that we can explore it more and figure it out, because they have helped. They have helped people. They've helped children.
I
You know,
believe
children.
that.
Yeah. So there's stuff, you know what I mean? Yeah, they do scare you, but I think it's mostly to get you out of their area. Like people will say, we were running in the woods. And here's another thing about cloaking, right? So I've heard multiple people that are saying, actually, it was a military guy. He's on a base, long stretch of road. He's running. He said, and all of a sudden, I hear something pacing me in the woods. And it's following my footsteps exactly. This is what people will all say, if right. And then he realized that something was going on, so he stopped short. And then it was one footprint, one footstep that it made. It couldn't stop itself. And then he starts running again. And this thing would just keep pacing it the whole time. But the weird part is, and it's always generally it's the same description each time. But then they'll say, but the weird part was, I can't see it. It sounds close enough that I should be able to see something. But you can't see anything. Like it sounds like it's running 10 feet in the woods next to you. And by the way, it would be impossible for a human being to run without hitting trees. This thing's just flying right through the woods, like cutting through. It's like magic. Like it's
Sounds
powerful.
like the vampires from Twilight a little bit.
They were
They
floating around, right?
glide.
Like
Yeah, the way
glide.
they ran, it was just a different pace. And
Yes.
I'm a fan of those vampires. Yeah, I think they're incredible. And I hope us three get to be like the first real friends of Bigfoot.
There's a
Like
way to connect with them
she,
like that. I
yeah.
don't know if they're gonna like that my penis is almost as big as theirs. You know what I mean? Like
Hey, good for you. Good for you.
that
You
could
look
be
like
like
you were working on
a
that one for the
conflict.
last 10 minutes.
You saw me sitting there in silence trying to come up with something, right?
I thought you were being polite.
That's what
Wait,
I
you guys
do.
are married, right? Yeah,
We're
you're
married,
married. I thought
yeah.
you were being polite to your wife, Kate, and it wasn't. You were thinking
No,
about it.
definitely. I let her do her thing, but the wheels are turning. And
Amazing.
so
Amazing.
I don't want to piss them off in any way.
So
So
basically, you're going to be the first one killed, is what we're hearing.
Right.
I'm scared of like
you said you wouldn't let us get killed, Chris, and I'm
I
banking on
promise you.
that.
I promise.
I'm
I
banking
promise.
on that.
Because
Yes.
I'm scared of being abducted. I feel like I'd be perfect,
And they'd raise you as a little Bigfoot baby, brush your hair and
that
stuff,
actually
and
doesn't sound bad. I just wouldn't want to be like
put diapers
any
on
kind
you and
of like
brush your hair.
weird sex slave to a Sasquatch. Like that's very worst case scenario. And I, so as long as we go and explore it very carefully.
That's sick. I don't, my mind just went into it a little bit now.
I know. I just,
As
I
a
was just
woman,
exploring all kinds of craziness right there. I gotta tell you, all of a sudden we have a commune. We're all hairy. I don't know.
it
God, we're
wouldn't
making
be now when
hybrids.
you were born, though. Tell them when you were born.
You almost made me pull my neck.
Hey, it's important.
When I was born with such a full head of thick brown hair
It
that,
was
like,
like fuzzy chimpanzee hair.
Get
yeah,
out of
my
here.
family was like making fun of me. Like they say, I don't remember it as a
Making fun of
newborn.
an infant.
But yeah, they were like, it was like a big deal because my mom is like a small blonde woman. And they,
Right.
yeah, so like I came
They were
out
curious as to where that
very
came from.
wolfy.
Right.
And, but I do feel connected to Bigfoot. I don't know the full connection yet. I've told you what I tuned into and everything you're saying resonates with it. And I
Yeah.
think because they're so tuned in, they're not going to interact with anyone that they might be able to see our auras, how evolved we are in
Yeah,
our
who knows?
consciousness.
Right.
So they can just feel vibration differently. So they might be like, oh, that's an asshole right here stomping through you.
Right.
And you can see it just at the gym. I always got to bring up some gym stories because it just infuriates me. But like I can
The gym's
already
been
tell
getting a little
you
overcrowded lately. Kate is not
if I
having a
was
good time.
Bigfoot, and I went into this gym, I would already know the first two goners. Do you get what I'm saying?
I know
Just
what you're
from
saying.
how they're operating. One
Well,
dude was on a
describe that a little bit.
machine. One dude was on a machine for 15 minutes, just
Yeah.
on his phone most of the time. And I'm like, waiting, like,
And wasn't it like the inner thigh machine? I thought it
really?
was. I thought it was one of your
Like
girl machines.
it was the Kegel machine.
Exactly.
I know.
What's this
It's
dude
not
doing
cool.
on it?
They used to be so much easier. And then when dudes started being like, I want to get my legs jacked
I know.
everywhere, if that's cool, but like, don't, this dude was just relaxing. And then there was this one old dude hogging up the butt machine
You
and
know that
just
one where you
like,
thrust your, you lay down and you thrust your hips up?
and he
Do
was
you have that at
there.
your gym?
Yes, I haven't done that one, but I know the
No,
one you're
it's
talking about.
usually chicks are on it. Usually chicks are on it. I
I've
tried
seen
it
some dudes
once.
though do it, and
Yeah, there's
this
some
was the
guys are
old
getting
dude
into
with
it.
sunglasses was on this John for a while too.
Sunglasses in a
And he was
gym? That's a
dancing in
hand job.
between his set, like he was trying to get a certain kind of
It was getting
attention.
crazy in there, man.
Yeah, man, I don't like dancing in the gym. It gets me really riled up. Stop trying to stand out. We're all just trying to get ahead.
If it was natural and it was going, and I was like, what? But this person, he was just hogging the machine, trying to get attention. And I was like, I just want to get my butt exercises in. Like, I'm not
I know.
trying to make a
I know.
scene here. But my point is if I can sense that, I feel like Sasquatch can obviously feel, they could just hear three sentences coming out of someone's mouth and feel the
I
way
agree
they're
with you.
stomping disrespectfully through the forest. And then they could go, this person deserves this kind of scream or intimidation or this little tap on the leg. Like they can already probably tell what a person needs.
Straighten
I
them out.
mean, now if they scream at me crazy, I'm gonna be like, I didn't deserve that. My energy is so good.
I
I'll be
know.
totally a victim if it happens to me. No, I'm usually pretty good because karma happens pretty quick usually with me, and
Well,
I'm
you
usually
ask a
like,
lot of
okay, I know
questions.
what I did
You're
to
like
deserve
you're very inquisitive, like overly inquisitive. Like you ask, she asks enough of questions, you think she's an undercover cop sometimes.
She's writing the
So
book.
that energy could kind of like if they're in their habitat and they're peaceful and they feel like you're kind of busting in there to find out what's going on,
Yeah.
that might shake them a little bit. So I feel
He
like
might get in a rage.
karma's
Can I
out.
just ask you, is there helium in that microphone? Because it keeps floating away.
I know this fucking
It's on
microphone,
a
what is it?
spring.
It's a
It's
stand
on a
and it
spring
just
arm.
floats away and it's so embarrassing.
And
And
I'm
I'm
not
like,
very handy with
talk
stuff.
about the paranormal. It's
Talk
like, we're
about the
trying
bank.
to
You got
make
a
this a
ghost in the
serious
house.
podcast,
I'm
you
not
know?
very
handy with spring arm technology. And so it keeps floating away from us. But,
Well, it
it's
seems
very
like your
close enough.
vibration has calmed it down now. So it's centered, it's grounded.
I
Yeah.
don't know what's going on with it, but, not
Now I can't think about anything else. It's floating right here in front of my face. I can't, think in my mind off it.
It almost looks like a BBC, like kind of dangling down.
It
I
looks like a
don't know.
Bigfoot
Yeah.
wiener that we're talking into.
If he's wearing black condoms, I guess. I don't know.
We thought, look how like it looks pretty legit, but we can't get like in, see how legit it
I
looks.
mean, I
Can you
guess,
see the
but
whole thing?
that looks like a UAP.
okay, good.
No.
You can't do
Oh,
that.
that looks good.
Being
Yeah,
sure.
that's good.
Okay.
Now I pressed a button. I fucked everything up.
We're
It's
good.
my life.
We're good.
That's my life. CJ, you CG. See, I want to say CJ,
I
bro.
know.
People call me that a lot.
Yeah, you're at CG, and if
CJ
you're
is the
messing it up,
common.
then you can.
I know, because it flows. CJ, not CG.
It doesn't flow.
It's okay, but you got big guns there. You're in the gym, huh?
Yeah, we go to the gym. We go to
Nice. Yeah, look, he's jacked up, man. I got some guns too. We got some guns. We'll go out there. We'll
Oh.
fire up Bigfoot. You know what I mean? Get in
Oh,
the
I
groove.
think maybe
Uppercuts.
that's why we also connect to that species. They're fucking ripped. Like,
Ripped,
I
man.
found out through my spiritual journey that I naturally like to be around usually pretty in shape people. And I used to be ashamed of that. And now I'm like, no, it's just kind of like I can get into a certain beast mode. And I feel like there's something beautiful about being a beast. It doesn't have, if you're a beast,
Not
but
negative.
have a high level of consciousness, which I think Bigfoot has, you're just on the food chain at the top. When or when, who knows who's at the really top? Like we're talking about Bigfoot, there could be so many beings out there that are beyond our comprehension. But that's why you gotta be a good person, I think. I think
You do. It
you
is,
say a good person, I don't mean like your PC, obviously. I mean, like an actually good person.
What do you mean PC? What?
Some people think that they're like politically correct. Some
Oh.
people think that they're a good person because they've learned how to talk a certain way and say the right things
That's a
all
good point.
the time. And when it to me, it's like, I don't want that. I want authenticity. I want honesty. I want humor. And a good person doesn't always say the proper thing. Sorry, the mic's floating. I think a good person just has
We're gonna get some
heart.
real great clips out of this with the mic floating around like that.
I
Mouse
should have threw
cocked,
all the
mouse cocked diagonally.
all.
You really gotta. I'm gonna put some throw some masking tape on there later on.
We gotta get some ad money in here. You know what I mean? Start straightening this thing out. So wait, back to so I get the sense.
Bad money goes to other things, man. This is,
Yeah.
I'll take care of this. I'm gonna man up.
You're gonna man up and do
I'm
it.
gonna
I
man up and
trusted
take
you.
care
I
of it.
trusted you.
I'm gonna call, I know some men who know how to take care of stuff. So
Exactly.
I'll call them.
Isn't it embarrassing that I want to be handy? I want to be. I just can't do it, man. I don't even know what the hell I'm good at, you know,
You
but I
look
love
like
talking
you'd
to
be
people.
the handiest man ever. If I had to go up to two people in the world, I'm like, they could build me a house. I'd go up to
Exactly.
you.
No, that's what being kind of being jacked helps with that. People think that you can
Absolutely.
do
They're
things.
like, he's strong enough. And I'm like, I can read. So I'd see you, Kate, as 100% authentic. All right. Now, if we take a spectrum of human beings, we in AA we call it the AA halo. When I get in that meeting, you would think I'm best friends with Jesus Christ Almighty because my shares are so philosophical and loving. And meanwhile, there was a time, if even a couple of years ago, if I get up to piss in the middle of the night and I bump my foot on the dresser, I stare at that dresser like it's a man. I'm gonna kill it, staring at it, inanimate object. I'm gonna hurt that thing. So. We're not perfect. You know what I mean? We're not. So how much of it is real? You know what I mean? And I sense that you're more authentic than I am.
I
Secretly,
mean,
I have thoughts.
I honestly might be on the spectrum or have a slight Tourette's even because I just find it hurts if I don't say.
All due respect, I think Tourette's and the spectrum are completely different things, but I
Well,
like that
no, but
you just
I'm saying
combined.
just because I sometimes I say things that it's like, why did she say that? You know what I mean? Like some there's when you can sometimes you have to know certain boundaries to not upset people. Like I
Yeah.
have said almost too many things and I just thought it was like, this is my authentic self. Like when I
Yeah.
did my rap video
This
late.
is my truth.
Yeah,
Right.
and then you're like, you know what?
It
Boundaries are
wasn't
also a good
compassionate.
thing.
People who
Yeah.
say their truth too much don't get invited to a lot of parties.
Exactly.
Like, you
Right.
gotta really temper your truth, I feel like.
Right.
I think he's taught me that because when we reconnected in our adulthood, I was definitely very out of pocket. Like I had just put out a rap video and thought
That
like,
microphone is
I
amazing. It's
know,
just,
and thought it
it's
was
amazing. Go
shit.
on. I love it though. It's the real focal point of the show. You should put lights on it or something. I'm gonna
Lucky
dial it
this
up.
is not, we only take clips of the video. So it's not like there's a movie that people watch of this podcast.
You
So
go.
I was trying to do it on the sly, and it's like the most obvious like thing happening.
Nothing.
And then Chris finally had to be like, yo, what the fuck is up with your microphone? This is why we're not famous yet, because like there are
Right.
small things
This
that
is why we
we
haven't
are on
been
the
picked
cutting
up by
edge.
NBC.
We are on the cutting edge. We're
Oh,
close.
you are. You have great energy, both of you, for real. It's
Thanks.
happening. It's
And that's
happening.
why we're
Appreciate
going to be
that, man.
friends. That's why we want to be the first three BFFs with
Absolutely.
Bigfoot.
I'm
Hell's
in 100%, man. You
yeah.
guys are good people. We'll go out to have a great time. And there's
Yeah.
so many ways you can go with this stuff.
And we can like make it a fun camping trip. Like the point can be for fun and like, you know, and then also hope that there's some kind of an experience, but
So
we'll
can
do it like slowly.
I
Where
go to,
we're not.
absolutely.
I'll bring a
We can
bird
go with like
whistle. I'll sing some Joan Osborne. What if God
Joan
was one of
Osborne. Is that
us?
like folk music?
I'm gonna
That folksy?
have
What's wait, for, you know
first.
my girlfriend?
It's called growing up.
I'll have Chris teach me some calls, some Bigfoot calls when we're out.
Yeah, man, absolutely. Who's Tori Amos? Tori Amos? You listen to Tori Amos?
See, Tori Amos was also popular when Joan Osborne was popular.
Yes.
That vein. It's that.
Okay, so can I just speak to this now? If my I don't know if I'm anyone's gonna see this, like if my girlfriend she'll be upset. So she's like her email is fan of Tori at AOL.com. Loves Tori, right? So I listen to it. She sounds like she's hurt a lot when she sings Tori.
Yes.
Yeah, there's a lot of pain.
Standing naked before you. That's
Oh
how
my God, you're a fan.
Oh yeah, no. I used to be in middle
I
school
was like,
like
who is that person?
that's Tori Amos, bro.
DJ, DJ, please listen to it with your wife in the car.
I
Please, I need to hear what happens. I need to.
really like Tori Amos.
I well
I
now
would
this
love to
all
meet
is coming
her.
together because
She's invited on the trip.
I never heard of her in my life. I meet my girlfriend and I'm listening to. I'm like, what the hell is going on? This has been going on for 25 years. This woman's been singing for. She's like, yeah, she's very popular. I'm like, okay, that's cool. So now I met somebody that likes, and that's amazing. That's all amazing. But CG, I want to hear all about when you listen to that track.
I know. I can't wait. I'll play
Yes.
for him. It won't surprise him. Like he knows I've got some interesting tastes. And also, when I go to sing, it's naturally very opera sounding for some
You're a
reason.
singer?
Every song
I
opera.
don't mean to.
But are you a singer, like for real, trained singer?
No, but I think I was meant to sing opera professionally. I was just never given like the proper space. Because like you can't just try opera. Like if my
No.
mom would be like, "What the fuck are you doing?" You know what I mean? You can't just
Yeah,
try and be like, "Oh," but I have a naturally deep, you know, like I would need the
she's like,
space. I need to
dinner's
go
ready. Dude, she does that shit all the time, dude. Makes my
She
balls hurt blood.
just hoping somebody will notice and go, you're a star. Come with us. Hey, so listen, why don't you, how old are you, Kate? Are you 32?
I'm 42.
You're 42. You guys are young. CG, how old are you?
42.
You
We
damn,
were
you guys are.
born one day apart in the same hospital.
Get at it in the same hospital? What hospital was that?
Abington Hospital,
Really?
Pennsylvania.
That's unbelievable. What the first time you guys fooled around, did you whisper that in her ear? Like, what happened?
No. It was in our wedding vows and stuff. It's a big deal because now we got
Oh.
married the day before, and then it's my birthday, then it's her birthday. So
Oh,
it's like the
man.
trifecta now.
That's pretty cool,
And
man.
I,
Yeah.
when we used to mess around in middle school, it was really me
Don't look at me like that.
dominating.
She was a dominatrix back then. She'd be like, do you want to come over and study science? And I'm like, science? Well, you know, like I wanted to come over and study science because I was a good, wholesome kid.
You're lying right now. You wanted to get with her.
I mean, I wanted to get with her, but I
But
was
you were
very
happy, like,
convinced.
okay, I'll study with
No,
you.
because she was very convincing that she wanted to study
He has
science.
very safe energy, you know, like a lot of dudes, girls
Yeah,
should not
creepy.
like dudes that are pushy, right? Like ultimately you want someone who's gonna relax, feel good, and then the girl will usually take over and take charge because now they feel safe, they can do that.
Right.
And he was just someone who was always very respectful around me. And I guess like
Yeah.
it really had me because I don't think I was normally, well, I don't know. I something came over me at that
Wow.
age because we weren't boyfriend, girlfriend, and
How
I'm
old were you guys
only
at the time?
13,
Oh wow, so that was
13,
pretty heavy, hot
14.
and heavy. Pretty hot
Oh
and heavy.
yeah, I was like, just
And
wait
you were
till
the
you're on birth
aggressor.
control, 16. That's what I
She said
was
that to
saying.
me. No, I was like 13. She said that to me. She was like, my dad said that I can get on birth control when I'm 16. I have no idea what birth
Oh my
control
God.
grants. So now,
Right.
like, later, we meet up later in life. Like, we separate. You know, we meet up later in life when we're like 40, you know, back
No,
again.
38.
And I'm like, were you telling me when you were 13 years old
That's
that, like,
crazy.
you couldn't wait to get jizzed in? Like, what is that? When you tell
What was
someone
the real message?
that, what are you saying when you say, like,
Was it homework
she
or was
already
it
skipped,
sex?
we weren't having sex. She already
No.
skipped condoms.
Right.
She
She's
went
like,
to, condoms are out the window. She didn't even ever have
she
sex then.
leapfrogged.
Exactly. To like, no, I want the dude to be able to do it raw. So I had no idea. When she said that, I was like, that's
Hey.
cool. I didn't know what the fuck that
He
meant. Wait,
was
and
very saving himself for Jesus. Not, I always say it like that's so
that
weird.
sounds like
That
Not
sounds
for
super good.
Jesus. That
Super
sounds
good.
super
He was saving
sacrilegious.
himself because he felt that that's what Jesus wanted because he was raised in a very Christian
Oh,
household.
really? So you were
And
really
I'm a
annoyed.
Jewish heathen, so I was like,
What
but
is with Jewish girls? They're much more sexually active or something.
I just feel like the I
My
could be
experience.
wrong, but in Judaism, at least like Reform Judaism, I felt powerful in a sense. Like I was able to talk about sex in a certain way
Yeah.
in high school. I just feel like there was less you're a sinner energy. And
And then you made a career out of it as a
exactly. And
comedian.
my mom gave me that book, like something about our bodies, like where and it had like all the pictures and all the info. So
Yeah,
I feel
yeah,
like
yeah.
just very, yeah, I feel like my household was accepting pretty much
Is
of
that more
sexuality.
common in Jewish culture in the family? I'm getting the
I
sense that it is,
think
compared
in
to
a
Catholic.
reform, I think in a Jewish reform household, because that's the thing when people think Hasidic Orthodox Jews
Yeah.
represent all Jewish people,
No.
it
No
blows my
way.
mind because when I see a Hasidic Orthodox Jew like in Brooklyn, I feel
Yeah.
so like worlds apart
Worlds
from that
apart. Yeah.
person. And I've heard certain things about the culture that I don't know if they're real or not, but you know what I mean? It's just
Yeah.
not
I got
who
you.
I'm hanging with. But
Right.
in a reform household, I did get my bat mitzvah, but yeah, I mean my mom was really into teaching me about my body and also making
That's so
sure.
cool, man.
Yeah, she was pretty cool with that stuff.
That's really good stuff to know
That's
as a
pretty
human
cool
being
for
to have
me.
that experience. It's even better for you. You're the one that you're the benefactor of that. Damn. Well,
But the
my
thing
girlfriend's
is,
Jewish.
like, I'm so, like, it's so funny because I talk a certain way, but then I'm actually very vanilla. We're both very vanilla. Like, I don't want
You don't
paint. I
swing?
don't want candle wax dripping
No, I know.
me. I don't
I
want to
talk a big
be
game
burned,
too.
clipped.
Right.
I'm okay with just naked, two naked people,
I got you. I know what you're saying. Good for you. You know where you stand. I feel the same way. I'm 54 now. So we're kind of like, we're tailing over and it's all good.
You could get an injury from like some of the effort
Exactly.
and stuff, like
Like
lifting
hot showers and
ropes.
couches and TV and a good meal, and some sex. Like we're good enough, man. It doesn't have to be swinging. I don't need midgets and chandeliers. What are we doing?
Exactly.
Old school. There's no ecstasy in my life anymore. I mean like chemical. I don't mean there's lots of ecstasy when I see a rose, you know what I mean?
Exactly. Well, we're going to wrap this up. I guess the next thing's going to be we have to schedule an expedition or something when
Yeah.
it's a little warmer, maybe
Yes, of
in like a
course.
couple months, and then we'll have to do another podcast and talk about our findings. Because even if we don't have an interaction, I'm sure we'll have a lot of fun stuff to talk
Oh, of
about.
course we will.
But I want to go by this road you're talking about because there might be more paranormal stuff other
There
than
is
Bigfoot. So
definitely. You know the guy that did you ever hear the in New Jersey? He was I forgot his name. Anyway, the Iceman. He was a hitman for the mob.
I
It's a
saw a movie. Yeah, it
you
was
saw the
called The
movie?
Iceman. The movie was called
Yes.
The Iceman. Yeah.
Okay, that dude buried the bodies on that road, man. Yeah. And there's satanic rituals up there, all kinds of stuff.
Okay.
Yeah,
Okay.
it's a really cool place. And there were so many other stories because I go camping with all my AA friends, right? And these are all professionals that don't they don't believe in it. They laugh at me, right? Well, multiple people had encounters, visual encounters on multiple trips. So there's so much more to tell, man. It's wild. So I hope I can get a chance to share some more stories.
Chris, real quick, that you mentioned the Jersey Devil stuff in the Pine Barrens. Anything
Yeah.
there that you think is legit?
I don't follow it that much. I know the history of it. This woman had this deformed baby or something. It was like her 13th child. And that's where it came from. And I forgot, I think it was the 1800s. Maybe, actually, it might have been 1700s, but I don't know much more than that. Just that it's a weird, like, freakish looking thing with big red eyes. See, when I hear the red eyes, I think, are they mistaking it for Bigfoot? You know, in Sussex County, New Jersey, it's called Big Red Eyes, the big, so anyway.
That's intimidating.
Is. Yeah, glowing eyes and a massive penis and giant
Yes.
shoulder. I mean, I'm
I
running.
would think that they were going to rape me, to be honest. I mean, that could be
I
very
would too.
vain of me, but like, I just feel like they'd be like, she's,
Right.
you know,
Me
but
or
maybe
you.
not. I pray because they're kind souls, I think, that they
the would females have done. The females are our friends. I'm telling you, the females talk the men out of killing people. We need to get in touch with these people, and we need to start to bridge on a paranormal basis, like spiritual vibration level. And then we can, I don't know, just really connect with them, start hanging out with them, maybe have it open up an attraction. You know what I mean? We talk them into a good contract.
Totally.
Yeah, no exploiting, because totally. This world loves to exploit. They're like, oh, we found a mermaid. Let's cut her open. I mean,
I'll take a salary, but right.
No
not too much.
No meanness, just friendship.
Yes.
And
serious.
Finances.
Yes, and finances. That's the only part.
That's what
but
we're
I think we could
for.
Do something with this. So let me know when you want to go, and we'll keep in touch and we'll get the trip going.
That would be
See,
awesome.
You're down
Chris,
with this, right?
I'm completely down, dude.
All right, good, man. We're gonna
and
have
Chris,
good time.
It was awesome having you on. You know so much more than you let on.
Oh,
so
I know it's
kind
of
expert.
All over the place.
You are an expert in our book.
Thank you, buddy.
Completely. Yes.
Guys, thanks so much.
The Russian word and the Japanese word and like South Arabian word. So that first thing.
I don't know my name. And
you already passed my test.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And in the United States, they all have different. Ohio, they call it the grass man. Like all over the United States. Down in the South, they call it Yahoo. In Florida, they call it the skunk ape. But you don't have names for stuff that's not there.
Right. Right.
You know what I mean?
No, I believe. And I think as reality shifts, interdimensional beings are going to be just discovered, and we're going to have to be like, okay, our world's not exactly what we thought it is. So what does this mean? And I hope it means more understanding, a better life for all of us, filled with more joy. I mean, I don't know, but that's what I'm hoping.
They're talking a lot about interdimensional with the UFO stuff. Are you following all that with Grosch and the guy, the fighter pilots with Congress?
Yes. And have you heard about the solar flares and how that's affecting?
No.
So in 2024, there have already been some major solar flares, but we're going to be getting more. But they're saying that that's also changing the frequency on Earth. So we're going to have even more.
Oh, really?
Interdimensional
activity.
Really?
Yes. I've been seeing all of that. And for me, I'm very excited.
Yeah, I am too, man.
I've known that this stuff has been going on. I've been called crazy for it, and now
are you able to help CG tap into that energy level? I'm serious. I'm asking a serious question. I know you're laughing.
Yeah.
Are you getting there?
No, I mean she definitely helps. She definitely helps. You know, because I thought she was kind of a kook at first, but then a lot
How
of
do
her
you spell
stuff,
kook?
A lot of her stuff's still been checking out.
No, I believe it. I just want to tap into that. I want to get that energy.
Kooky is K-O-O-K-Y, so Kook's got to be K-O-O-K. That's what you asked.
Why you say K-Y?
No, well, Kooky. You know, especially the Addams Family song.
They're kooky.
Yes.
That's all I knew of it.
That's definitively K-O-O-K-Y.
I got you.
Say
all
that
right.
Definitively.
Thanks for, I love that word. That guy's a kook. It's a great word. Now you just called your wife a kook, so.
I mean, I said that I suspected she was a kook.
I can take it because I know, especially at this point, that we're tapping into truth. I mean, reality is shifting that way.
Absolutely.
When I first started experiencing enlightened aliens around 2012, people legit were not as into all of this, you know? And now I think a lot of us are shifting and want to know the truth because we feel the ache in our hearts to just want to know what all of this is and what our potential is and what the world's potential is. So I am thrilled, you know, and I think it takes heart to really explore the paranormal correctly. And that's why I want a team of people where we're into this, but we're also not into getting abducted, getting harmed, shitting ourselves, pissing our pants. Like, we've all probably been in those situations of just extreme pain. So
we have enough trauma as a group that we don't need any additional. I understand.
And no, I definitely think also though, bringing it to the people with like funny, relatable people and not people who seem like kooks. You know,
right.
Like,
right.
I think that's the way to bring it. I think that's
I agree.
The way to present it. You know, so.
I hold down a job. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
I'm not driving around in an
hold
RV.
Down, but I hold it down.
I hold it down. I may not have a job.
It may need not be a job, technically, but
in your sense of the word, but I hold it down. That's great. That's a great way to end. All right.
Chris, so, well, is there anywhere that you'd want people to find you on social media, or do you not want to be found?
I'm just a financial advisor. I don't, you know, I would love to go into this realm. I don't know. Who knows? It's my dream, but we'll see what happens.
You'll be found when we start doing our stuff and start doing our
show.
Any way I can help you guys, you got great. I know we're talking about energy. I'd love to, man. I'd love to connect with you guys. So awesome.
It would be fun to be out in nature. We'll get the video camera and we will just have a fun time. So we'll pick a date for that. But thank you so much for coming on. We will have you on again. I know you have more stories, and we have to go on our own expedition at this point and see if we can summon things. And I might even do some Jewish prayers, because they have found that the Hebrew language does affect the other side in a certain way.
Okay.
It's like an ancient, I'm sure Egyptian does. I'm sure there's a bunch of Latin, but I'll do some spiritual
exercise. Let's do that, man. That's interesting.
Create a space for safe activity.
Yes. And by the way, my sister's a Wiccan. I'll have my sister come. She's a witch.
There we go. Yes.
Yeah, really cool.
Oh, we'll have a whole ceremony out there. We should just bring in a lot of love, light, evolution.
Yes.
You know, so we'll make the whole thing happen.
And I have friends that are musicians, so it could be a whole scene. It'll be like Easter.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. Chris, thank you so much. And thank you, everyone, for listening.
And good luck with that microphone. We'll see you next time.